Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, welcome back to In the Pink, the podcast with me, Natalie Pinkham. Now to a man who's been off the grid since his shock departure from one of the biggest clubs in the Premier League. Mauricio Pochettino is universally popular, and that's for good reason. He's incredibly modest about all he's done in transforming Tottenham Hotspur, and he loves England almost as much as we love him. He tells me about his childhood, his passion for the game, and why Energía Universal determines all he does. Don't worry, all will be explained. He also reveals a love for Formula One. So, as you can imagine, we got on just great. But of course, the big question is, where does Poch go next? I'll leave you to play detective to pick up on any clues. Okay, so here we are. You're looking good. You're looking rested. You're looking like a man on gardening leave. How are you feeling?
Thank you very much. I appreciate. And yeah, I know. I am okay. I am okay enjoying my free time, but in the same time watching football a lot because it's our passion. But trying to, you know, to mix football, family, friends, traveling, or do things that you cannot do when you are in focus on football and when you are coaching. No?
You've got to make the most of this opportunity, but presumably with the confidence that you will come back into football soon.
Yes, I think always, now nearly after 2 months and a half, I think it's, you start to feel fresh again and with full energy. But at the same time, it's important to review everything. After 7 years with no break, I think it was important now to breathe a little bit, and I think to spend time enjoying, because life is life, and sometimes we are so focused and 24 hours every day focusing in football, and now spending time with family, friends, doing things that you maybe propose to do, and now I think it's time to be better, to recovery, you know, to learn, because all is about always learning in life.
So this is a blessing then. This is a good blessing. This is a good thing. You're making the most of your time off. Now, we're sitting in a quite a smart corporate hotel in central London. It feels like a far cry from the farm back in Murphy in Argentina. Does it feel surreal to you sometimes to see where your life has come, where football has taken you?
Yes, it's unbelievable, because I was talking before and I had the opportunity in Argentina to meet with my, like a father, like was Marcelo in football, but Jorge Grifa, that was the director of the academy when I was a child. And I remember he said to me one day when I was 15, 16, 17, I don't remember really exactly the when was, but always remember that he said to me, Mauricio, football is going to be open, let football drive, you be ready to try to take the opportunity, but football is going to bring where football won. Always remember this advice or that sentences, because said you are going to fight, or you are going to be maybe to plan to be in some place, or but football is going to drive you, and football is going to bring where football believes that you deserve to be. And look where we are now in London, and speaking a little bit in English, that always was tough for me to learn, and now to have this possibility, I think I am so grateful about football and about life, of course.
See, I actually think you've always been able to speak good English, and this whole Jesus translating for you is just it's just a cover. Actually, you knew what everybody was saying. It was smart move from you.
No. Now, I think it's because I love to be with Jesus, and I think our relationship is not only professional. Is my friend, and now you know we love to spend time together. But of course, to know really understand and or to start to talk a different language, and how was when I was I think for 40 year old, and when I start to really learn, I think with no lesson, and I think always you need to have some help, and Jesus, because he's so clever and know very well the language, I think always in some point can help me, and I feel safe with him next to me. But I need to learn a lot. I think now is an opportunity to have some lesson, but I rather to be focused in this. I am busy doing different things, I think I am very grateful to be here.
So cast your mind back to your childhood. Was it a happy time? Obviously, football came in at young age, about 13 years old. You're talking about being spotted by Marcelo Bielsa. But you were also studying at agricultural college. Is that true? Was that your plan B?
No, I always loved the farm. I always to, because my father, my parents, my grandfather all were working there. And I loved the nature. I love the animals. I love the everything related with the nature. And I was in a school that was related with the farm, because I think for me it's important. Not only football is the education too, and always I push my kid to try to inspire them too. But to be honest, football was my priority, and football was my passion. When I was 13, 14, I was my friends going out, you know, the weekend. I remember the parties, you know, with 15 year old, and rather to go with my friends. I was sleeping at home because Sunday morning I went to play some important game, and that is the reward is here, no, now, and I think I am so happy that. But only if you feel that is your priority, and when play football is more important than be with your friends and go for party and dance or drink some, you know, beer or some Coca-Cola with your friends. I think only you can succeed if your priority always and is your passion, and you show that is your passion. No?
Yeah, well, clearly a passion for you. You went quite a long way from home initially at the age of just 13. Tell us about the experience of living in that big room with sort of 20 or 30 yes. other boys. Like under the stands? Was it almost like a youth hostel? Tell
under
us about
the stand,
that.
Yes.
This is at Newell's
Old Boys. Newell's Old Boys, all the stadium. Now it's new one and everything changed. The other day I had the possibility to visit the new facilities, and I saw a picture of myself in one of the rooms. Now they have rooms that the individual and on the end two players, but we were in a big room, more than 20 people, 20 players, young, different age, and was a massive experience. You know, was tough because no privacy, was everything completely different. But it was an experience that, you know, to make you stronger, gave the, you know, the power and the belief to success, because it's all about, or you are strong and you become mature enough to survive in this atmosphere and this place. If not, you need to back with your family and go to the school again.
Did you get homesick?
A little bit, yes, from the beginning, a little bit. It was tough because I was 13 year old, after 14 in a few months, 14 year old, and was tough because a lot of fears, a lot of problems. Sometimes we didn't have food enough to eat. We need to, you know, but in that moment, how important was the people, no, that met you, because some family that helped us. And yes, was you if you wasn't smart enough to find a way to survive, I think that happened after in football. That is why the Argentine people is, or the Argentine player are so we show this capacity to adapt in every single place, and of course how we are competitive and smart to how we compete, I think is because how we grow, no, when we were a child.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I want you to explain to me a bit more about energía universal.
Mm-hmm.
Universal,
yes,
energy.
The universal energy.
Yeah, I like the, yes, sound of this.
Yes, I don't know if it happened with another person or people. And when I was child, and I don't know from where arrived in my brain, in my mind, I always believe in this energy, and always believe that when you dream, and when you think, and when you become obsessed in your mind to find something, on the end, I think this energy is going to conspire to provide you. You know, and when I was a child, I believed that, but I don't know if some people put in my brain this idea, or was my own idea. I don't know how find this way to believe in that.
So is it an energy within a person, or is it a kind of wider force? Is it
no?
An
I think
outside?
It's the energy is there. It's only if you believe.
And from you.
Yes, it's about you. If you believe or not, you know, I think it's there, and you take if you want. If you don't want, I think it's going to disappear, or that doesn't exist for you if you don't want to see this energy.
Oh, I like that.
Yes.
And does that energy translate into a power, into a force for good, if you channel it in the right way?
For me, yes. And I really believe that exists. And because it's plenty of things that happen in my life, that it's like a déjà vu. It's like you believe that situation that happened, when you believe, they say, oh, but I remember that is going to happen. Mm. You know, it's like you create in your mind your future.
Okay, so, I mean, we sometimes say destiny or self-fulfilling,
yes,
prophecy, that if you say and do something enough, it happens. And equally, I like the idea of serendipity, like these things coming together at the right moment. What I want to know is this energía universal, is it in places or just in people? Like, what I mean is, when you arrive...
No, it's there. It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Okay.
It's everywhere.
So you see, can you identify it in people? Like, did you see it in,
yes,
Harry Kane?
Yes. Some people, yeah, have good energy. Some,
yeah,
people have no energy.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
And,
yes,
places? What about, like,
yes,
football
places
clubs?
Are special places.
Yeah. Espanol for you?
Yes.
Maybe?
Yes. I think we create the special energy in Espanol or in Tottenham.
Okay.
But, but
so
you know,
it's
a sometimes,
okay,
it's natural energy. Like, mm-hmm, if you go in some place in Argentina, like Patagonia or, mm-hmm, Cataratas del Iguazú, it's a special energy that are there, and you can feel, you can touch this energy. But and then it's different place that you can create with your energy that energy. In some place that are not energy, and you need to create that energy.
Mm.
And in many places happen that all depend how you are and what do you believe, you know.
And does it mean if some players don't have the energy that can they change? I mean, can you as a manager bring that out of them? Is it just a longer process?
No, I think you can change quick the energy of in some place. Depend of you and depend of the people. I think always the energy, you need to mobilize the energy.
Yeah.
I think we need to... in some place are energy, in some place are not energy, but in some place are energy that doesn't move, you know, and you need to move the energy.
Mm.
And that is feng shui, it's many things that you know, it's very complex situation that you create in your mind, and you believe that this energy universal is there and you need to use in your to take advantage. But you know, sometimes happens, sometimes not happen. Sometimes it's, but if you believe, I think you can use.
So we have quite a basic version of this in our family, where we say some people are radiators,
yes.
Some people are drains, some people energize
exactly.
You and warm you, some people sap you. Sometimes you leave a situation and you feel drained and you don't know why, and it's because of this interaction you've had with somebody. So they say you have to surround yourself by radiators in life, not drains. But it can't be that simple in football, because sometimes you get a great player who's a drain. How do you deal with that?
It's not simple, because it's a lot of circumstances and a lot of people involved in a football club, you know, and then it's about who is the most powerful, you know, mind, or you know, or if you have the energy enough to change all this situation. But you know, I think it's plenty of things. If we go to talk in the reality, yes, if you are talking about one player, is yes, you can have amazing energy and try to create energy in this room, but. And then the player is going to live not only in this room, in the changing room, with the president, with the family, with the agent, with the journalist. And I think you are going to move in different places that have different energy, and how is going to be affected this player. Of course, that is why it's so important to create that energy in the whole environment and to try to, you know... to create a happy environment to work in the best way. That is the most important after, if you want to success, because I think all is about, you know, if you are happy and you enjoy your job and your life, and I think the thing is going to be better for you.
It feels like you have to have a lot of emotional intelligence to be a decent football manager, that you can't do a one-size-fits-all approach to your players. You have to be perceptive and really understand each individual player in order to bring out the best in them. Do you have the luxury of time to do that with each person? Are you able to identify? Because you've said before that Marcelo Bielsa kind of inspired you, if you like, to nurture these young players. That's certainly a reputation you've got, bringing these young players through the ranks and being maybe father figures too strong, because you're still very young.
Yes.
But, you know, like a big brother to them almost, and just helping them through a process. Is that a responsibility you feel as a manager?
I think it's our responsibility, like a coaching staff today. Before, the figure of the manager or the coach was so big, and of course... Today is about the coaching staff. I think it's so important. Of course, always you need to identify one ahead of this group or the face of this group. But I think it's so important today to have the best coaching staff that you can. And then to share these ideas and philosophy to help the player today, to inspire them. Because what happened today in life... in the society today is difficult for the kids to be inspired, because you know, all the input that receive through the society is don't think too much, only act, you know, and today you need to help them to use their brain and what they are doing, start to, you know, to keep this. Of course, that the transformation of the society and the transformation of these times on life, we are in 2020, and it's completely different than the 1990, you know, 30 years ago. But of course, we need to improve and evolve, because it's not enough today only to teach them to play football or to help them to play football. It's today is above professional, but I think it's more important this relationship, human relationship, how you are going to help like a person to evolve, and because it's going to be key in the professional side, you know. And I think our responsibility is massive today. If you want to to inspire people and to be remembered for your shop, of course you are going to be remembered because you win titles or win games, but of course in the way that you are going to help this player or this person to be better every day. The consequence to win or not depend of the talent, depend of many things, but I think our first responsibility is we are going to coach person. No, we are not going to coach player. And maybe 30 years ago, the mentality was different from the coaching staff. Okay, we are going to coach player, but the person, everything is allowed if trying to be successful and win. But today, I think is not like this.
In the Pink is sponsored by Bose, who've been perfecting the art of sound so that you can listen in unrivaled comfort. The new Bose noise cancelling 700s take it to a whole other level, so you'll always hear exactly what you want, no matter where you are. Also, be heard like never before with their unrivaled 4-microphone system, which isolates your voice whilst cancelling the noise around you. Pretty cool, huh? Always stay connected with Bose's first of its kind augmented reality function that will change the way you think about travel, exercise and learning. And never be caught out, because they have an excellent 20 hours of battery life. They come in black and silver, so you can work them around your style, your little fashionistas. And you can treat your ears with the Bose Noise Cancelling 700s. It's a sound experience like no other. Now, back to the interview. It feels like there's been a shift, though, of power over to the players, particularly in the last few years. How much harder does that make your job? Because particularly if the clubs, the board, see the power with the players, does that kind of undermine your role in terms of developing and bringing together a group of perhaps disparate characters?
To be honest, we didn't feel that. We feel that the players want to improve and are always open to learn. And in Espanyol or in Southampton or in Tottenham, in our last club, I think the players were fantastic in the way that they wanted to improve. And you know, I think that the relationship in between the coaches and player, when it's natural and when you the approach is without egos or without some interest that this is not natural, that the interest is only to help them to be better in every single game. And I think when you connect like this, only you are going to get the benefit, and the relationship is so natural, because we talk the same language. Mm. Football is only one language, of course, English, Spanish, Italian, French, or I don't know. But when you connect with this language, that you want the best and they want the best for you, and I think it's not... it doesn't exist this problem in that case, no?
Maybe you just need to get them young enough. Then they're malleable. The ego hasn't had the chance to set in.
Yeah, but you know, when the ego starts to appear is when the club started to make a mistake, you know? When people that is not football people start to be in the middle, the ego starts to appear.
Agents. Because
but that is necessary, yeah. Today. Agents... board people, you know, that work in the club. When you defend yourself is when you feel that the people is in front doesn't understand you, you know, and start to protect you. But when the people see you, how you really are, you don't need to defend of the people. That is why it started to appear all the problem. When football is not managing for football people, the problem start. Mm. And today, the problem is the clubs are companies that need the benefit and need to get the benefit, you know, financial benefit. And when the people believe that can manage people or players, and you know, and start to the problems to appear. But you know, that is the balance that you always need in now in football, because the football move on and the club are completely different. And today, I think it's going to be difficult to in the future to have Ferguson's or Wenger's. You know, today is max 5.5 years like us, or I don't know, is it possible to arrive again, because everything changed, but because the people that manage football change, and we need to adapt, not changing our approach, because I think we are not going to change, but of course to understand that football change.
Interesting that you pick out those two, because do you see that we won't have more of the likes of Ferguson or Wenger in terms of tenure, in terms of length of tenure, or in terms of style of management? Because I wonder with this, you know, I know you say you didn't see it at Tottenham, but you're certainly seeing it at other clubs, that there is, you know, the balance of power may be shifting slightly. Could you ever envisage someone like Ferguson taking control of a club? If, that kind of character?
I think Ferguson was a special guy, but I think he's like, maybe I change now complete, no? It's a sentence, he say, always in behind a good man is a great woman, you know?
Claro que sí.
Claro que sí, no? You know?
Absolutely.
Or in behind to a great woman is a great man.
Or exactly. Another great woman.
Or maybe. Or yes, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Agree. 200%. And, you know, and in football it's the same. Is a great coach, need a great coaching staff, great staff, great player, great president, chairman, sporting director, and everything.
All the elements have to be there.
All the elements need to be there. And Ferguson was great, of course, but in the year 7, won a title. In the year 7.
And that's crazy. That's like a lifetime in these modern day terms.
But today, who is going to have 7 years time to spend in a club to win a title, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And because in behind him was amazing people that really believe on him. Mm. When you really believe in some people, okay, you need to only to wait, because the vision of the football club is only for in this moment for Ferguson, but with people that help a lot and add the knowledge on the club. But that is today in football, I think, is so difficult, because we want. It's like the kid, they want this, and until they don't get, they are not going to stop. And in football, the same. You sign a manager, you sign it, but you want to win, you want the player the first day, you know, to performance in the way that you want, and everything changed. But, you know, that is the society that we need to accept this business today, and of course, to adapt in this circumstance.
Mm-hmm. Who do you admire the current crop of Premier League managers? Who do you most admire? Maybe not just the Premier League, but you know, globally, who really stands out for you?
Managers?
Yeah.
For me, Roy Hodgson.
Yeah.
Yes, I love him. His character, his personality. Of course, I'm not going to talk about football. He have more knowledge than everyone in here. And maybe he doesn't have the titles that another, the trophies, but I really admire him. He's a real football people with a value that I love.
And he's supposed to be a really nice guy.
Yes, he's a gentleman. He's a pure gentleman, professional. You know, you enjoy talking. He talk about always. We not ego, we not trying to show that he is in football for 40, 50 years in this business, and that I think that make him very successful manager.
What do you make of Jurgen Klopp and what he's done?
Yes, I love Jurgen. I love, he was lovely when I left the club. I think it was amazing, his message. I really appreciate his message. And
what
show
message
how
to you?
He messaged to me. And it was an amazing message and show how his quality, not like a coach, because everyone can see the quality like a coach, but like a human being, I think, have my full respect more now than on the past, of course.
And any of the young, well, more recent players that have gone into management, like Frank Lampard, Steven Gerrard, what do you make of their progress?
Yes, I think it's the English manager today, the young English manager, I think they are paired with power. I think it's, they have the influence of the European people too. I think before was close, the English football was closer, you know, it was difficult to came here and to share and to mix. But today in the English football is with the influence of many European manager, I think, and they were more open to listen and to see and to discover a different style of football. I think they have more are more rich in their capacity to coach, you know, in their ideas and methodology. Because I remember 7 years ago when I arrived to Southampton, I remember that it was the player were say, oh, the first few minutes, always we play 7-11, 7-11, and that was the classic, no? English football, put the ball, you know, long ball in behind to the fullbacks, go to press and start, you know, the approach was always like this. And to change this mentality was very tough from the beginning in Southampton, but today I think we can see different style in football in England that make, for me, the Premier League the best league in the world. Mm.
A league that you never actually played in. As a player, you never came here. But would you have liked to have played in it?
I would love to play. I remember that was my teammate, Florian Radicchio, that signed for West Ham. We were playing in Espanyol together and said, Mauricio, that is the football for you. Because it was a brave football, you know.
Tenacious, quite feisty.
Yes, that you know, physical. the referee allowed you to do something sometimes.
Bit naughty.
Yes, naughty. And I was naughty playing
peligroso.
Football. Peligroso, yes. But not peligroso, but not unsure. But, you know, naughty, to be naughty. And I said, well, that was my football. But I remember that I had some possibility to sign, but on the end decide to stay in Spain and then to move to France.
It's funny because your style as a player feels quite different to that as a manager. Do you think that's just part of...
I had the style to when I was playing.
You feel more kind of maybe tranquilidad, more calmer as a manager, maybe driven more by emotion, whereas as a player, more physical. And, you know, I remember that story where you took out one of the old players when you first went... when you were like a teenager, when you first signed for Bielsa, and you literally took him out. Tell us about that.
No, I think...
Did it earn respect, I think, maybe?
No, I think it was... you know, when I was a player, I think it's similar that now.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Like a manager. You know, I was tough, but I tried to show that it was all under control, you know. Okay. And of course, I was very, very naughty. And I still naughty, in, like a manager, you know. But to the opponent, you don't need, or you cannot show how you are or how you feel or what you are going to do. You need to do something and unexpected, you know, when the people, you need to surprise. And in football, you need to surprise people. But of course, it's a plenty of history when I was player. And of course, I can explain many situations, example. But I think in football, you need to show your control. I think it's, you know, control doesn't mean that you don't feel. Control doesn't mean that you don't have inside yourself the blood, you know, going and running quick. But I think if you are a player, is one thing, but when you are a manager, you need to have the capacity, you know, to be smart and to be calm, because you need to take decision. You are going to affect the game if you take the right decision in the right moment. And for that, you need to be in your brain cold or your mind cold, and you need to analyze everything that happened around you. Mm. But if you are too emotional or too, you know, too nervous or too, you know, excited, it's impossible to take the right decision, because you are going to be there, but you're going to see what is going on around you. That is the most important.
I think that would be so hard, though. Like, even as a fan watching, I find it hard to keep the emotions in check. And when you're a manager, you're at the side of the pitch and you're seeing everything unfold in front of you, but you lack an element of control because you can't get on there and play. Do you ever feel like that?
Yes, I think when you are a player, you believe that you have the control and you can affect different, you know, the game. But when you are a manager, you are going to affect too. Mm. I remember one example. I was in the touchline in Southampton, and Artur Boruc, you know, and we were the best coaching staff that we practice to build up from back on the goal kick, you know. And we use a system, you know, to try to make difficult to the opponent to press. And was I remember Luke Shaw close to me in the touchline and was alone. But the keeper in that moment, Artur Boruc, decided to play alone or to play in another side. And I was like this, no, shouting him to play here. When he made a mistake, because play and we lose the ball, he divide the ball and lose, I turn. I look Tony and Jesus say, "What is doing, you know, Artur?" Because was alone here. In this moment, okay, I turn and continues to play. He was a very experienced and great, he's great goalkeeper. In the halftime, he came to see me and said, "Gaffa, I know that you wasn't happy in this situation with me." "What?" "Yes, because you turn and you say something to Jesus and Tony." "Yes, you are watching me. How I can affect, my behavior can affect." He was thinking during 45 minutes that I was not happy with him. How affect? He was an experienced player. But maybe a young player you can affect and you can kill his game and lose his confidence. That is why how important is to prepare yourself to, you know, to be calm in the touchline. But that's, if you are so excited, shouting, you know, you can, first of all, you cannot teach the player from the touchline because they are not going to listen. I was a professional player, and when you are playing, you are going to do what you want. You are the boss. When you have the ball, or you are going to make your own decision. How I need to affect them, how we need to affect them is on the training session. There is when you have the possibility to affect. When you are going to play, you need to be calm and to try to show confidence to the player that everything that the decision they're going to take, they are the best decision because they need to feel free. And of course, to make some changes or to have this capacity to analyze what is going on during the game. No, that's it. To be shouting, running here is not going to change complete nothing, you know. And first of all, you are not going to help your team.
Very true. And by the way, if you could hear scratchy noises then, it was because Poch was writing all of that down, drawing me a lovely little diagram, which I might just auction off afterwards. That is management right there,
yes,
that bit of paper. Along with Bose, In the Pink is sponsored by Tag Heuer, Swiss avant-garde since 1860. Excellence, precision and elegance. Their timepieces are designed for those who love challenges, which is a great fit for this podcast, because most of the guests share that sentiment. I'm going to change the subject altogether now and ask you about Formula One, because I met you at Silverstone,
yes,
and you were there with a mutual friend, Federico Gastaldi, from previously of Lotus, and you have an interest in the sport. Tell us why.
I don't know. Always I was, because I remember in my own town, in Murphy, it was a happiness to watch. Remember the Formula One, because always was the, because it was 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, you know, because the different time there, and was always in the morning to smell the coffee with milk, café con leche in my house, and mate and some toast, and watch the Formula One and listen the engines. And I remember that was Lole Reutemann was for Argentina, was competing, the driver, and of course was always was a dream one day to watch in life the Formula One, and start to follow from the was a child, you know, yes, to be honest, always love the Formula One, no another race, no another maybe competitions, but the Formula One always was in my mind, and then when I moved to Barcelona, it was a fantastic, because in there in Barcelona in Montmeló, the circuit is the is very close to 20 minutes from my house, and was easy to go and to visit and to see and to live the experience, no.
Who impresses you from within the sport? Drivers, perhaps team principals?
Well, I think Ayrton Senna, you know, Juan Manuel Fangio, you know.
Present day?
Who?
Present day? Who now?
Now?
Yeah.
You know, Fernando Alonso always was, because he was Spanish when I lived all my... his period in Formula One, I was in Spain, in Barcelona. But of course, Hamilton is today for me is the best, and then very young promise, you know, like Carlos Sainz or Leclerc, or I don't know, different young that start to appear. But now it's with 17, 18 year old appear so early in age, driver that are with an amazing talent. Mm.
There's been quite a lot of cross-pollination between football and Formula One. At one stage, there was even a partnership between Sauber and Chelsea. What do you think the sports can teach each other? Are there any kind of methods that you've seen in the pit lane, in pit stops, that you think you could apply?
Yes, we met people, that staff that work in McLaren, and, you know, to share ideas, to share preparation, to share the data, how they use softwares. Everything that in football today is very evolved a lot, and you know, I think it's many things that you can learn from the Formula One. Of course, it's a completely different sport, but it's many things that you can apply the technology that they are using. And always, Formula One was on the top, ahead of every another sport. And of course, it's for a coaching staff like us, always was massive to learn. And we had the possibility to meet the staff of McLaren, of course.
And are you going to come to any races this year?
I don't know. We'll see if we have time enough to go. We have some invitations, but yes, it's some race that we love to go and to visit because it's not only the race, it's the experience, like Bahrain or Singapore or different place. But we'll see if we are with time to go. But yes, always it's a pleasure to meet you there.
Oh, thank you. Pleasure to meet you too. I suppose much depends on your next big decision. Yes. And it feels like your stock is high. I heard some Spurs fans say that you gave their club an identity. You put them on the sort of global, on the map, if you like. Do you know what I mean by that? You gave them a sense of belonging and pride. That must give you a huge amount of pride. But in turn, with that comes a huge amount of collateral for you. You would say that, you could pretty much choose where you go next.
No, of course, I feel very proud about all our job in Tottenham. I think it's when you analyze our time in Tottenham, I've seen plenty of things happen. And all positive. I think to take in charge in a moment, in a crucial moment in a club like Tottenham, how was 5 years and a half ago, and I think it's more than win a title, it's more to get the final of the Champions League, is because I think with everything that the club was thinking ahead to do was really, really scary in this moment, because to destroy White Hart Lane, to build another stadium, to play more than, or two seasons how we play on Wembley, we play on Milton Keynes, in one season we play in three different stadiums, and I think only football people know how difficult it is to deal with all these situations, And when we arrived to rebuild the squad and to apply or to settle a new philosophy, new ideas, I think was really, really tough. And of course, I feel so proud to help, first of all, the fans, because I think they enjoy a lot. And then we show that with all the thing again, the team, how successful we were, providing the club a different level and put Tottenham in a different level, playing in Champions League during four seasons, being ahead always Arsenal in the last 3-4 years. When never happened in the past, in 23 years with Wenger never happened, and that was an amazing legacy for us. Of course, that is a really shame, because the reward wasn't how the people think, no? Because to win a title should be maybe the best reward, mm-hmm. But I think the legacy was the most reward. Today, to have the club, or to have the facility that have today Tottenham, that is more than win titles or more than another thing. And I think to left Tottenham in the situation that we left, I think is the for us, of course, it's a little bit a shame, mm-hmm. But in the same way, we feel proud that to help the club to achieve what they wanted to achieve.
And not just the club, but the personal development of key players. How much pride do you take from seeing Harry Kane blossom and take, centre stage as England captain as well, when you've seen his performances?
Yes, always we talk about Harry Kane, and maybe, Harry Kane know very well what we mean for him and how what he means for us. Because when we arrive, was a massive decision to keep him with the team. 5 years and a half, I think we really believe in him that can be a star. And first few months were very tough, because we needed to change in his mind some patterns to move.
Patterns of movement.
No, but not for me, but in his mind too, you know, psychologically too.
Right, okay, yeah.
He was so strong, but he needed to believe that can be the top player that is today. And he was in the last 3 or 4 years was on loan. Mm-hmm. And always, you know, sometimes the loan can be good, sometimes the loan can drop in your belief and in your confidence, because okay, when you are on loan, you can be one time you say okay, maybe because I need to grow, I need to be to get the experience. But second and third, because you start to feel that you are not good enough. And I think when we start to work, I think Jesus and all the coaching staff and us, I think to and after to be well, or to see how he developed his career, and I think we feel so proud to be involved in his key period, you know, and he means a lot for us, and always is going to mean a lot, and I think for him we means a lot for him because we were key in his key moment, you know.
Yeah.
That is the point.
That's the serendipity we talked about before. the stars aligning.
Exactly.
I noticed that you always say we, us, our. You don't say me. You don't make it about yourself. That loyalty is clearly a big thing for you, and having your kind of key network around you, people that really matter to you. Why is it so important? And is this a sort of conscious thing that you've taken the ego out of it for yourself so that you are a better manager as a result?
No, I really believe that this today in football, you need the best people next to you. They are going to make better you. I think it's today to be a manager in my position is not difficult. Of course, maybe Jesus is next to me is going to say it's not easy. But I think
he can't kick you from here. The table's too long.
Exactly, it's too long. But I think today, when you talk about the best coach, you know, and when I was in October in the best in Milan, we were nominated for Klopp, Guardiola, and Pochettino in the FIFA award about the best. And you say, yeah, but this is completely unfair because Guardiola need the best staff to be better, Klopp the same, and Pochettino, and all the managers, you know. If you don't have the best people, it's impossible. But for different circumstances, Jesus loved to work in the way that he worked and loved to work with me, but have the capacity to be alone and to fly, you know, and be... him the on the top on his staff, but he love and we love to work, and but for sure Klopp or Guardiola have people with the same quality and the same knowledge and the same capacity to work, and for sure should be successful playing working alone. Look Arteta now, you know that is in Arsenal, but always I think is so important to have to, you know, to provide yourself that the best people and the best quality and qualified professional if you want to be successful in your career, you know.
No man is an island. That's what we say.
No.
No man is an island.
No, exactly.
Or woman.
No, exactly. No, no. Yeah. Of course, and I really believe, I am. I am here because of my people. Mm. Alone, you cannot do nothing.
Is it unfair then that they don't get the credit when it's due, but equally they don't have the same amount of pressure that you do when you're on the front line? You know, you're the visible one.
Yeah, but I always say when. Because I think when they say, oh, Pochettino was very good, I say, when they say Pochettino, it's like they used to say my name because they cannot use all the names. But I think when they say Pochettino, it's Jesus, Tony, Miguel, Sebastiano, Ross, the another. And always was my discussion with Daniel Levy. I said, Daniel, when the people praise me, is praising you because you took the decision to sign me. They praise you indirectly or indirectly, but they praise you. you know, Pochettino changed the club or like this. Say, hey, no, you changed it. You are the architect. And Jesus, you and all the board deserve the same credit because you trust in to do the job and you sign us. That is, you know, that was the discussion.
Yeah, well, that's very modest of you, but, you know.
No, that is true. To be honest, it's true. Of course. You know, I have the quality, Jesus have the quality, individual quality, and, you know, when you start your career, is something happen while you start your career. But, you know, I think, I really, really believe that it's like this.
It feels to me like you need more of the Premier League and the Premier League needs more of you.
I don't know. To be honest, I would love to work in the Premier League. It's true that it's going to be difficult, but, you know, now is a moment to wait and we'll see what happens. Now is a moment to recovery, to think about yourself a little bit, and of course being ready, because in football always something can happen and you need to be ready. And if appear the opportunity, and of course I am ready, waiting for the new challenge with the belief and the confidence that the new challenge is going to be fantastic.
And maybe you wouldn't have felt ready on November the 20th, but now after a couple of months out and to recharge the batteries, how important has that been for you?
Yes, I think it's important. It's important to be a little bit and to see with more different perspective now football. During 7 years, we didn't have time to make what we, because we were involved in football, but now I think it's important to have this different vision and of course, always thinking in to improve and be better and to provide and understand if appear the new challenge, the new club, what they expect from us and try to, like was Tottenham 5 years and a half. I think we achieve more than they expected and hope in our new challenge happen the same.
And how flattering is it to be linked to jobs at, say, Manchester United, because they have expressed an interest in you for some time?
Yeah, but, you know, I was in Argentina, I was in Qatar, I was in Spain. I have Jesus that follow a little bit the news, but I try to be away. But always arrive these rumors, and in football today, I think all the coaching staff we accept that rumor are there and appear, and I think we deal natural with all the rumors today.
Do you know what though? Even if the rumors are only started by fans, I think it's a big compliment that they're paying you, that you're being linked to the biggest clubs in the world. Absolutely,
because of the fans.
Yeah, because it means that you're loved. It means that they want to see you in these big roles.
No, I think that when you say before, maybe Premier League is going to miss more than you miss. Or
no, I say you. I think we both need.
Yes.
Premier League needs you, and you need it.
Yes. No,
because
it's
great. I mean, it's great.
I think the people need natural people, and we are natural people,
100%.
Very normal people.
Yeah.
And
because there aren't enough of you.
Sorry?
There aren't enough natural people, authentic.
Yes, authentic.
People in this world.
Authentic.
Yeah.
And we don't say that we are the unique people authentic, but we are authentic. We know act, we know do nothing that we not believe. We are not actors, you know. We try to do what the best for the companies, for the clubs, for the player. And sometimes it's again us, maybe, but it's how we are, and we are not going to change.
And what do you think about the English culture? Because I feel like the fans, you're right, you can't pull the wool over people's eyes. People can see and sense when someone's authentic and when they're not. What do you think about English culture? It's a funny place to be at the moment, like good and bad with Brexit, and it feels a bit of a strange atmosphere. But equally, the passion and the love and the respect is still there. It's underpinning it all, isn't it? Well, at least that's how I feel as a sports fan in this country.
Maybe because I feel open and comfortable here with you. I was talking with Conte a few weeks ago, and he said to me, "Oh, now I realize, and in England, you know, the culture of of the journalists or the atmosphere is completely different to Italy or to Spain or to, you know, to different things. I say, now I realize, you know, and say, yes, I think the culture here is, of course, I think it's not easy to win or to be accepted for this culture or for the English people, because when you came from outside, it's like, but it happened in Spain or happened in different countries, no? But I think in the moment when you realize that the people is authentic and is professional and I think have worth or is good for the country or for the football, I think is very well accepted and you feel the love. I think after 7 years we really feel appreciate for the football people, for the culture. I think we love the culture and I think we feel so happy on England. Of course that we were living in Southampton and now in London. The good thing that we met people from different places in England, and I think the people is very nice, very polite, it's very very well educated, and of course we are enjoying the life here a lot. I think if we move to Europe, I think we are going to miss England for sure.
No, that's good to know, because it's not. I mean, I sense there is a feeling that you have to earn the trust both ways. I feel that our culture here is a little bit like people try to trip you up. You know, people are looking to trip you up, maybe journalists, maybe that's what Conte was referring to, that there's just a bit of an undercurrent. But equally, when people know that you're the real deal, they respect that.
Yes.
But that takes time. I mean, that's like, as you say, five and a half years.
Take time and take time for us to adapt ourselves to the, you know. When I arrived, we arrived first season, it was crazy to see the Boxing Day, Christmas period, was the most busy period in the Premier League in the year. And it was difficult for us to accept, because we came from Europe, or me from Argentina, and always Christmas was sacred. It was stopped during 10, 20 days, it was holidays. Yeah. But after the first season or second season, we said, we love to play in Christmas period. It's amazing, the atmosphere on the stadium. And we said, we cannot change that. I think if we are going to vote, if change or not, I say we need to respect that culture, because that is why you are different. You drive in a different way, you know. On the right, in the Europe, we drive on the left, you know, that is why...
Other way around.
Yes.
Yeah. Please don't drive on the wrong side of the road here. You're scaring me now.
You mean the
city's
on the other side?
Yes.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. The city is on the other side.
Glad we cleared that up.
No, you need to adapt, you know, and that is why you are different. Yeah. And England is different and the culture is different.
It's a strange one, and I guess that's why Brexit's happened, but that's a whole other conversation. But we're a funny old mix, the Brits. I think underpinning it all, there's love, but maybe that's just me being an old romantic. Final word just on Spurs, because you still have ties with the club. Both your sons are involved there, aren't they? Your sons are involved at Spurs still?
Yes.
As a sports scientist, is one of your...
Yes, Sebastiano, yes, but... He left the club when we left.
But your other son, is he still playing there?
Yes, he's playing in the under 23.
So you still got a love for the club and vice versa. You feel proud of the players and where they've gone.
I think in football, you need, first of all, you need to accept the club decisions.
Yeah.
And then you need to accept, if you accept the club decision, you need to accept the individual people that work in the club to take their own decisions, you know. And for different circumstances... you know, you take, because you have different challenge or different ideas, and what do you want in your life, and you need to accept that. Of course, it always is a business, and always everyone need to get the benefit. in all relationship, but that is life.
It's life. Well, look, I for one hope that you stick around in the Premier League, and if you don't, can you at least come to some Formula One races so that we can see you?
Of course. Thank you for the invitation, and yes, maybe if we not start to work as soon, I think we are going to spend time follow the Formula One. That is going to be a great experience.
It's not a bad way to spend 2020. Yes. If nothing else comes up, you got Formula One.
Okay.
Thank you so much for your
you're
time.
You're welcome.
Really appreciate it. Thank you so much, Poch. Fantastic company. Lovely to talk to you. And I think I can speak on behalf of all of us when I say we hope you stay in the Premier League. What an asset you are to our great league. Thank you for your honesty. And obviously there was much that he couldn't say, given that he's just left Spurs. But I think that he said enough just to show the true character of the man and why he's so popular here and all around the world. So thank you so much, Poch. Now, don't forget, you can win those Bose noise-cancelling headphones and the Premier League tickets, thanks to Tag Heuer. All you have to do is let us know who your favourite guest has been and why. Put hashtag PL at the end if it's the tickets that you want, and hashtag headphones if it's those. Thank you for your company. Speak again soon.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.